theoretic.
And if you had too good an idea, they burned you at the stake, right? 100 years later, they've apologized. But that rarely did much for the person that was burned at the stake. There's a, in Oxford, England, there's a monument to three clergymen that were burned to death by Henry VIII, and it says that they were burned by mistake, right? Everybody can make a mistake, right? But those poor three guys, right? They're not enjoying the monument either. I mean, what? That's the problem here. So therefore, the Jews were used as the cutting edge of civilization, because a Jew was going to hell anyway. So let him read that book. Anytime there came a book, right? So the church banned the book. You couldn't read it, but somebody had to read it. So the Jew read the book, and he came and he discussed it. Most of the time he discussed it with Christian clergy. Or he wrote it over in Hebrew. A great deal of the scholarship in the Middle Ages was written in Hebrew. And then translated back into the Latin. And all the churchmen knew Hebrew. The Jew is a very valuable tool. He could experiment. He could say radical things. He could read what was unreadable. He could say what was unsayable. And sometimes they got even with him too. Sometimes they burned him also for saying it. But he was a conduit for the advance of civilization. It was kosher to do it that way. I have a story that I tell that's not nice, but I'm not a nice person. I was a rabbi in Miami Beach, so we had a butcher shop. The Orthodox rabbinate subsidized the butcher shop in Miami Beach. It was the first kosher butcher shop then, with a whole story. And we, in order to be super kosher, so we ordered meat from a super kosher wholesaler up here in the east, in the northeast, who will go nameless, as will his country of origin. And one day I was in the butcher shop, and the shipment came in, and I looked at the shipment, and I saw that the veins had not been removed. The meat was not trabered. They had not taken out the blood veins or the fat veins in the shoulder. That had to be removed. So I told the butcher we can't use it. It was already salted and soaked and salted and everything. It was too late to do anything about it. It was a lot of money. So I told him, I said, what can we do? I said, I'll call the guy up. I said, maybe, it's a mistake. I don't know what. So I called him up on the phone. And I said to him, we received this shipment today, and it's got all of these veins in it still. I said, your man forgot to cut it out. And I said, what do you want us to do? We'll sell it here to the Trefa market for you, What do you want us to do? He said to me on the phone, he says, I thought you Litvaks don't make any difference anyway. In other words, you're going to hell anyway, so eat it. Now, that was the attitude of the church. So you read those books and tell us what's doing. Because you're doomed anyway. You're beyond salvation. It's always good to have somebody working for you that's beyond salvation. Because then you get a lot of things done. And that is how the medieval world viewed the Jew. That's why the Jew filled such a role in the medieval world.
So those were those three areas that literally a Jew would have to be invented if he didn't exist before. Commercially he was necessary, psychologically he was necessary because of scapegoat, and he was necessary because he was the cutting edge of civilization.